One bread, one body, one family of prayer that we call the God Minute. How nice to be together again. Thank you for joining us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Joy, oh come before the Lord, and play for Him on glad tambourines, and let your trumpet sound.
Sing a new song unto the Lord, let your song be sung from mountains down. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing alleluia.
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This scripture passage was kind of flowing through my mind as I prepared my homily for this past weekend for Good Shepherd Sunday. You know, I think all of us at times in our lives do many things to please other people. Some, after we do it, we're not too pleased about, or we think about, why didn't I do that differently, or why wasn't I more virtuous in handling that, or why didn't I seek another way? It's very easy, I think, to do things for the wrong reason. But I reflected on this in terms of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, who gave himself, who leads us, who guides us to what is right, to what is true, what is best for us, how we really need and are called to hear his voice and to follow his voice. And as we follow him, we come to those places of green pastures, those places of truth and righteousness, and where we need to be and what we should be doing. And as we do that, and as we come to know the Good Shepherd, he says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I think there's that call for us to know him more deeply in our lives. And as we come to know him more deeply, we have the desire to become more like him. And in becoming more like him, we then become shepherds for those people around us. So let us, as we seek to do what is right, to do so with pure motives, but let us always seek to do things as we follow the way of Christ, the Good Shepherd who calls us to be one with him, to be united with him, to learn from him. My sheep hear my voice, and they know me. Let us listen, brothers and sisters, to Jesus Christ as he calls us.
Jesus, our Shepherd, and God, our Father, to whom we now turn and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And let us pray. Good Shepherd, watch over us today in all we face and experience. Never leave us or forsake us, and journey with us always in protection and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Amen.
In the coming weeks, you're going to hear a new voice or two lead us in our daily prayer. Not just me, my own voice. Liz has been helping us out, but I've invited a couple of others to also join me in this. Tomorrow is Sister Anne, who joined me recently in a rosary video, whose voice you'll probably recognize. But anyway, just a heads up in case you don't recognize the voice. But folks, we're all in this together. And how amazing and beautiful our prayer becomes the more we all take just a little part and share our gifts. And as we leave our time together today, may God's blessing go with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in blessing, share the good news, create the beautiful, and we'll see you tomorrow.